Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Off and running, as it were, with this weekend's overview. We're at the end of the week, therefore I can refer to it as the weekend. At the end of the week, and our overview here on the Good Day program of things that have captured the spirit and the attention of people who are doing talk radio programs or are listening to talk radio programs. Thus, the companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown show is called the Talk Radio Roundup. Jennifer Horn from KRLA and this program in Los Angeles for an overview of the stories from her perspective, and Jay Kirshner, who's an important part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and I would say that Doug Steffen is also here. I can tell. I can hear his voice. Ladies, can you hear his voice? You hear that voice, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Good. All right. All right. So the passing of Burt Bacharach is number 10. And I could spend the whole hour, I've said this a couple of times actually, I could spend the whole hour talking about him and his music and what he's meant to Americana, the fact that he has been responsible for so much pleasure. Maybe that's the best way of thinking about the music. And we seem to get, isn't it funny how music sets the tone for so much in our lives? Look at all the careers on the radio that have been based around the release of music. Listen to all the orchestras and the musicians and the singers and songwriters that have created this pleasure for us. There's so many different genres, but Burt came along at the time I was a disc jockey when he was kind of really hitting his stride. And I remember all of the songs. I used to do a countdown show on Sunday mornings on a radio station in Boston in the 70s, and I can remember, I was flashing back in my mind, actually, as to how many of these songs that he's been connected with were already, he was really there already. Crack that up a little, James.
You say goodbye, my love.
There was a sound that he was able to create, whether it was with white singers, black singers, whether it was individuals or whether it was a group. You could tell it was a Burt Bacharach song. You always could tell that it was a Burt Bacharach song. Like you can almost always tell that it's a Motown sound or, you know, just, you know what I'm saying. There's just something about that that gets its, finds its way into the fiber, the fabric of the music. So at any rate, maybe it means more to me because I'm of that genre, although I'm 20 years younger than he. At his passing, he was 94. It seems to me that he affected the lives of people no matter what their age. So timeless music is, I guess, our focus, the appropriate focus.
People knew his art, even if they didn't know him.
Yeah.
Right? When I heard he passed, I'm like, oh, wow, because I knew his name. Obviously, that's kind of my, you know, the tail end of my generation.
Well, your father was a disc jockey at the same time I was, so he knew and certainly was.
But then when I looked through his catalog of songs, you're like, holy smokes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's,
you know, almost
amazing.
All of them. And yeah. So many had been remade, too, and all the covers. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it makes no difference whether you were, and I underscore this because there are a lot of people who think, well, there's black music, there's white music. Well, his music, as exemplified with that song by Jerry Butler, is just, it's universal, and it sounds like it's a Burt Bacharach tune. So anyway, passing of Burt Bacharach, number 10. The Super Bowl is 9. You got money, ladies, anybody, any money on the game? By the time this airs, well, this airs all through the weekend, so the Super Bowl will be a discussable conversation as to who wins or not. I guess maybe we shouldn't waste our time because
Well, I can tell you one of the Kels brothers will win.
Yes, that's right. Excellent prediction, Jay. Excellent prediction. And one of them may have a baby. You know, you've heard about, so Travis Kels is on the Kansas City Chiefs, and then there's Jason, who's on the Philadelphia Eagles, and his wife is taking two OBs with her to the game because she is that close to getting ready to pop.
Yeah, she could do any day.
Yeah. I don't, look, I'm, I know this is not going to air, who knows, but I'm hopeful that Kansas City wins, but the Eagles have been real good this year. So I'm hopeful that it's at least a good game, and I would love to see Kansas City win if they can. But, you know, hey, whatever.
Well, it's nice to take our focus off of all the political nonsense that's going on, at least for a few moments. Related stories to the end of the football season, DeMar Hamlin, the fellow that had the heart stoppage, his cardiac arrest on the field during a game last month, apparently is, quote, guaranteed to return to the field, according to the players' union doctor. So this is something, he's 24 years old.
Would you be able to do that? If you had something so catastrophic happen, could you go back?
Well, I think it depends on the individual. It wasn't, well, it was the football, but it was the player's fault. Hit him just at the right time when the signal's being sent from one part of his heart to another to beat, and it interrupts the hit, interrupts the beat, so over he goes. But he was able to, you know, there are a lot of HIPAA issues here, so the doctors haven't talked too much about it. But our own doctor, Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist, was quick to point out what happened, explain what happened, how it happened, and why it is that he was able to come back around. So anyway, we don't have to rehash what happened to him. It's just an interesting reality that the doctors say he will play no matter what. He's playing. Now, that's not the case with another football story. J.J. Watt is retiring because he wants to be with his young, what, three-month-old son? Apparently there are a number
of
things. Yeah.
Thank you.
I've heard good things about him, too.
Yeah. Did so much charity work, and he seems like a good guy.
Yeah, right. So anyway, he wants to be with his son. So, did he play anything besides football? Has he always just played football, or did he play any other sports?
I think pretty much just football. He and his brothers, another one who the siblings all went into the NFL, and they did a Subway. Was a Subway commercial with their mom?
Yeah.
At some point, do you remember those ones? It was like, yeah.
I think I do. By the way, speaking of that, going back to the Super Bowl for a moment, there's been the usual hoopla about the Super Bowl commercials and the TV show that was on the other night with Boomer Esiason and Danielle Roa, who is on NCIS. They did the show last year. I think maybe they've done it two or three years in a row. And it was very entertaining. And what came out of it was a vote while they were on the air, even though it was produced before, it was not a live show, but they taped two endings based on how the vote went. They put up two different commercials, one from the 80s. The idea behind the show was to compare the commercials when the Super Bowl commercial stuff really gets started while Boomer was playing in the 80s through the next 40 years. And so they put up the Mean Joe Green spot as an example of the best spots from the 80s. And then they put up one, and I don't think it was it a Doritos? I don't even remember what the other one was, frankly. But it lost big time because that Mean Joe Green spot is so iconic. It is so sweet. James, I don't know whether you still have that there. We played it on the air the other day. It hits every single button emotionally. It was well done. And so part of the Super Bowl, if I were to spend any time, and I doubt that I will because I got a lot of other things this weekend, but if I were to spend time, I'd want to be paying attention to the commercials. And by the way, the least expensive 30-second commercial on the Super Bowl was $6.5 million.
Well, let's go in on one. You want to?
Yeah.
That's
right,
the deal.
Here's the, let's listen to that, Mean Joe Green commercial.
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You need any help? I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, Sure.
Want my Coke? It's okay, you can have it.
No, no.
Really, you can have it.
Okay.
Coke and a smile makes me feel good. Makes me feel nice.
Be around.
That's the way it should be. I like to see.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, smiling with me. Coke and cola has life. Have a Coke and
thanks, Mean Joe.
Smile. Whoever produced that commercial was a genius. I hope they got paid $6 million for doing it. Because think about how it...
Are you crying?
People that are... I'm a little...
Doug Steffen.
It's emotional. And that's why it's good.
Thanks,
commercials need to get your emotions to get you to buy the stuff, even though I never bought a Coke in my life.
The horses do.
Yeah, oh my God.
But let me tell you about the ones that go too far, because I cry so much that when I see them coming, I turn them off. And that's that dog commercial with Sarah McLachlan singing, in your eyes, and I have to turn that thing off.
Yeah.
Because I cannot watch it. So that's when it goes too far. Ugh.
I think there's a dog commercial that's supposed to be pretty much an emotional killer on the Super Bowl this week, too. Ugh. So, anyway.
Let me be.
Okay. Maybe leave me be, too. You know the funniest thing about this? I do have a tear in my eye, and this has nothing to do with the countdown. But this week I had my eyes fixed, so I don't have to wear glasses anymore. But I keep reaching for the glasses. So when I just had a tear in my eye, I put my hand up to take my glasses off to wipe off my... Yeah, and there's nothing there. So, anyway. Let's see. The earthquakes. There were at least 8 earthquakes this week in various parts of the world. The world is not coming apart. The planet is doing what the planet does. And that is move around. Unfortunately, what was it? How many was it? 26,000? I think some ungodly number of people have been killed because of the earthquakes. And it just is. There's a lot of people that are rallying. And there are a lot of good charities, the Red Cross not included in them, but check them out if you feel like you want to give to help the circumstances there. 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened to cross Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and especially to keep it off. No side effects from this.
That's right. There's nothing in Calitrin that would cause you to have any sort of negative side effects. We always boast that we have side benefits, actually, because the ingredients that are in Calitrin are good for you. It's all just natural, the way that your body wants to lose weight. Your metabolism is being boosted. You're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue. And so you just all around feel better. Now, our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the inches and the pounds come off.
So what sort of good news do you have for people who want to bargain when they're buying Calitrin products?
Well, right now for Valentine's, we've got a big sale up. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. When you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. And it's unlimited. So buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10.
Go to toploss.com and use the Doug card to get free shipping. Toploss.com for Calitrin.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. This is Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirschner's way of relating to you as far as the charts, the information that has been available, what Jennifer has talked about on her program this week as it relates to the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com. Jay Kirschner in charge of our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, A Good Day On Air. You can also reflect, as people have started to do this week, by dialing in on the Doug line, 855-999-DOUG. All I can think of when I do that, I used to have an old phone line when I was doing music, and it was you were digging. It was the Doug line. You were digging the Dugger on the Doug line.
Bring it back.
Yeah. Right.
We're anyway, digging the Dugger.
Digging the Dugger. 855-999-3684. Okay. So, Jay, our first question has to do with the Super Bowl. Are people excited?
Yes, they are. And about what is the game and commercials? That's what Cindy Orasco says. Greg Donahoe is looking forward to some of the commercials. They look interesting. And then also adds, considering this will be the first time since 1989 when beers other than those owned by Anheuser-Busch will be able to advertise, that should be something to look at. Although Greg does not expect much from the halftime show. You're wrong, Greg. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, show you how on I am. I confused Rihanna and Beyonce this week, Jennifer.
Oh, that's really great.
Yeah.
Right, don't worry, just stand under the umbrella. Ella.
Right. Oh, Birch Willard is looking forward to what's happening off screen, the good food and the friends. You know, a lot of people get together for the Super Bowl.
Tailgating, yeah.
Johnny Powell also looking forward to the commercials. Jeff Schmidt says he doesn't really like either team. But Philly fans are some of the worst losers and obnoxious people he has ever met. So he's
Philly
hoping
is a horrible
the
place.
That's why I'm going for Kansas City. Believe me, they're not netting either on my team.
There are some people looking forward to the Puppy Bowl. I always forget about the Puppy Bowl. Christopher Eichler reminds us of the Puppy Bowl.
Right.
There was somebody who asked, why is there not a Kitten Bowl?
There was one year, wasn't
because
there, a Hallmark?
It's a waste of time. What are you going to get kittens? You've heard the expression herding cats? You're not going to get anywhere having a cat bowl unless it's a bowl of milk. All right, what's next? Who's next?
And then Diana Julian just wants it all to be over.
All right. the stories that you followed this week, what are our listeners following?
Melinda Schoenwald is following the Arizona border. An American rancher charged with shooting an illegal trespassing and is on $1 million bail. Americans are being charged for protecting their land and families. Illegals are running the streets, destroying this country, and Dems putting illegals in expensive hotels on taxpayer expense, costing $92,000 per day.
You know, there's a lot to that. The taxpayers are paying. How these people, and I don't know if even Biden, maybe we get to this when we talk about this, the State of the Union, but I didn't hear anything. But granted, I didn't listen to the whole speech, but I read a review of everything that was there, all the high points. I don't think there was anything said, right? I mean, he didn't even talk about the balloon that amounted to much.
Nope. One minute and 26 seconds about China. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all there was.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Anyway, what else?
Terry Seavey says the president going after the waitstaff and their tips with a new tax proposal, calls it a socialist society, says it's very scary.
Well, it is. It's socialism. How much have you got more important things to do than to worry about this? I get that people are having a tough time. A lot of people are struggling. But for God's sakes, look at the other. Look around you, pal. And is this the most important thing? You spend a lot of time.
I mean, I love the junk fees and all that go, but you know what? It's not like we have a secure border and national security that's stellar and an economy that's pumping. I'll get on the phone lines with American Airlines and deal with that myself. You deal with China's balloon. You know, that to me is where the president should be, unless everything is perfect.
Yeah, well, everything's not perfect. It doesn't make a difference who the president is. It just is the same old yada yada. It's 28 after. The Talk Radio Countdown.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. shooting down another high-altitude object today after it came too close to commercial jet traffic north of Alaska. Brigadier General Pat Ryder said the object had been watched for a while.
On February 9, North American Aerospace Defense Command detected an object on ground radar, further investigated, and identified the object using fighter aircraft.
It's not clear whether the object was operated by another country or if it was privately or commercially owned. Alec Baldwin is asking a New Mexico court to throw out an enhancement to involuntary manslaughter charge against him that could lead to a 5-year prison sentence for the deadly shooting on the movie Rust. In a motion filed today, Baldwin's attorneys argue the actor has been unlawfully charged. Baldwin denies culpability possibility of the death of Helena Hutchins, citing negligence by other crew members. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 at the hour, back at the helm are Jennifer Horn from KRLA and this program, talking about the top 10 stories and the people involved in these discussions, the charts from Talkers Magazine, the top, the big hits, if you will, for the week of February the 6th to the 10th. Jake Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The fact that this is kind of in and out of the political spectrum, Mike Pence apparently is being subpoenaed by the counsel investigating Donald Trump, the efforts to overturn the election. What's going to come of that? I go to Jennifer because she's usually on top of this. A move by the Biden Justice Department, right? So is this all just pure politics? Again, well, I'd like to move us on.
I wish that, look, I don't have a problem with special prosecutors because I love our country and the White House more than I love any president that is sitting in there or has sat in there. Mm-hmm. So if there's something to get to the bottom of, that's fine. I do feel like there's a whole lot of nothing here and that this is politically motivated. And I think it's interesting. I think what they're trying to do is make things extremely difficult and tough for the Republicans during the primary season. They know Pence wants to run. They know he wants to run against Trump. They're deciding to subpoena him. I mean, I think there's probably all kinds of motives here, but we'll see what comes from it. You know, if there's something really there that's of concern, we should know about it. There hasn't been in the last 5-6 years of investigations.
Guess what? There's nothing there. It's a political football.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. So I want to move on, actually, from that and talk about the number 6 issue this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the focus on artificial intelligence, which if you don't realize what's going on around you, many of the talk radio folks are lost in their own squalor, talking about Biden and McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis and Hunter Biden. But this is it. As far as I'm concerned, every week I sort of pick what I consider to be the number one story of the week. This, for me, and how it affects you and me, is way more important than Joe Biden and his nonsense in the speech. This is something that will, sooner rather than later, the way I read into it, it's going to have a huge, huge impact on everybody, everybody's community, whether or not you feel, I mean, most people have experienced some kind of version of AI already. I guess it just depends on how you interpret AI. Does it solve problems? Yeah. But what else does it create problems along with solving problems? I think apparently Microsoft has taken a pretty early lead in this. The folks that are running the company have put a lot of money into AI technology.
Well, and here's, I actually had a really interesting conversation with a friend of mine yesterday about this. And Microsoft is going to roll this out, and Google is going to be almost like obsolete probably in 2 years, unless they do their own version or they'll come up with some new technology. But Microsoft has invested the most in this. But what's frightening is that the artificial intelligence can be programmed to tell us what people, doom and gloom they tell us to know. So they can literally, I mean, it can be revisionist history. It can be, you know, what's appropriate. It can be passed through the filter of cultural appropriateness instead of giving us truth and answers and letting us kind of filter through it for ourselves. And I think that is going to be extremely damaging.
We're back to how you think, not being taught how to think, but what to think.
Exactly.
And that's what this is all about.
So
it
instead
is
of
dangerous.
The historical significance of, this is how he described it, and it seems like controversial, but if you typed in, everybody knows the derogatory, don't say it, Doug, but the word that has been banned from culture that was used as a derogatory term towards black Americans and black people in general.
The N-word.
Right. So if you would type that into a search, it would say, here's the historical significance of this word, no longer said, maybe used as slang in certain communities, whatever it is, right? And so it would give you the definition. After the AI filters, it will take it out, basically, instead of telling you why that word is bad, what that meant, why it was damaging. That kind of stuff is, I don't know. How do we ever learn? How do we learn from stuff if we just
learn by reading?
Essentially,
books.
And I don't want to use the term whitewash since we're talking about through the lens of race. But if we wash through everything with political correctness,
Are we going to be able to survive? Is the question. That's the bigger question here. Does the human race survive? Everybody's working so fast and hard to get to the next development, but are they coming too fast? People can't fix their cars today because they don't know anything about the technology that operates the car. They can't fix anything in their lives. So what happens when something like this comes along and offers to fix everything, to control everything, to be, no worry, the artificial guy will fix it. Dangerous.
Well,
it's the end of the human race, I think. Go ahead.
Yeah, look at even navigation. If the phone dies and you don't have your navigation going or whatever, people get lost. A lot of people don't even know how to read a map.
Yep, that's right, exactly. Now, tied in with this at number six is the announcement in Texas that Governor Abbott has planned a ban for TikTok. I'm not a big fan of Abbott's, but I am a big fan of this. This is something, this is security on steroids as far as Texas is concerned. Their agencies, everybody's life is vulnerable because TikTok is not even a subtle connecting point to the Chinese government. It is the Chinese government, and they're all over the place. And people who are using it, youngsters who are loading up all of the social media with TikTok videos, they haven't got a clue as to what this is all about. And I dare say they don't care. These things, the Chinese company that employs the Chinese Communist Party members runs TikTok. And how much more clear does it have to be?
Yeah. We are so blind to this.
Oh,
we are selling them farmland. And the thing is that people, anybody who is coming here freshly from China at the behest of the government to buy up stuff in America should be set back on their keisters. And instead, what are we doing? We're having arguments in Congress about whether or not to sell stuff to them. They're not coming here for good intentions. They're not.
Look at the Chinese spy balloon.
Right.
The balloon is number two this week. That balloon had the ability to collect electronic electronic communications. They figured that out. I don't think they had to do too much digging to figure it out. It was part of a fleet of surveillance balloons. They have 40 balloons that had been over at least 40 or 50 countries in the last year. What do you think they're doing? Well, this is like a James Bond movie. The bad guys are everywhere, and we're sitting flat-footed, buying all that crap that's made there. You're responsible for what's going on, and you don't even, whether you know it or you don't know it. I was visiting with the president of my bank the other day, and we were talking about my eye operation. He had an eye operation, but he still needs to wear cheaters. So he had these glasses on, and he said, well, they're only $2. I said, where'd you buy them for $2? He said, Dollar General. I looked at him. I said, don't you realize that every single thing in those stores is made in China? And he looked at me sheepishly. He said, they were $2. This is the president of the bank, probably making $450,000 a year, and he goes to Dollar General to buy a $2 pair of glasses. And that's what's wrong with this picture. So anyway, the State Department.
I mean, that's realistically what we have to deal with right now. Because people can't afford it. And more and more as inflation rises.
Oh, we've let the let the unions. I mean, there's no modicum of, I found out this week, because I'm involved in this housing development, we are pricing different things, whether to use union labor or not use union labor. The operator that comes to us to run a Caterpillar 320 excavator or a D5 bulldozer, we can hire them all day long for $35, $40 an hour, and they're good, experienced, 60-year-old operators. If you go to the company down the street and hire a union guy, it's $84 an hour for the same guy. So twice as much money. The unions are pricing themselves out of the veritable world of business, and the government is all for it because they contribute thousands, millions, tens of millions of dollars to the campaigns of all these people that are running to shore them up. So it's like it gives you a headache when you think about it. I just want to live my life and go raise my cows and have fun with my grandchildren and have fun with you guys. But my God, this stuff, unbelievable. And we're so lost in investigating Donald Trump. Who gives a damn at this point? And Mike, who cares? What about this other, the balloon? All right, enough. Okay, speaking of politicians, Jennifer, I'm going to tweak you. It seems that your friend, Congressman Adam Schiff, has kicked off his campaign for the Senate.
How exciting.
Won't that be exciting?
I will tell you, I love to find the positive about things like this, and the positive is that he'll no longer be my representative in Congress. So, see you later, Shifty Schiff. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Is he a shoo-in?
No, because he's got Katie Porter running against him.
Who's Katie Porter?
Katie Porter is kind of a darling of the far left. She holds up a whiteboard just like Karl Rove does, and she asks hard questions at hearings. She's a representative as well from Orange County. And Barbara Lee is in. I think the question is whether or not Feinstein can finish out the two-year term, because a lot of people say she's in ailing health. She hasn't even said she's not going to run again. She's already, what, I think she'd be
86.
She's older than that. She would be 96 at the end of this term. So I think she's 89 or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how long are you going to go? But I also think it's really disrespectful that you've already got three people in the race before she's even decided what she's going to do. I mean, you kind of wait for her to say, I'm not moving forward. And then everybody jumps in the ring. But this time they're like, blood in the water. We're all getting in now.
All right. So from the good news department in California, my children and I were talking about this last weekend, the delivery of water to cities after the heavy rains. Apparently now there is serious consideration to help the 27 million folks that live in California actually have some water by actually collecting the water. And how long it'll take them to get beyond the environmental cuckoos and all the rest of the people. Oh, no, we can't do that. When, in fact, there's, once again, there will be, there's always a water shortage because, hello, the L.A. Basin is a desert. doesn't have a lot of rain. So anyway, you have enough water to take a shower, right?
Yeah, I actually did already today, so that's good. We can, winning for me. Yeah. But it's so frustrating when you think about all the water that's fallen and how much of it just rushes into the ocean.
80% of it, out to sea.
Yeah, all right. And so in 4 years, they're going to go, we're in a drought. We're going to do all this all over again.
Yeah. All right, Disneyland has, there were some sinking pirates in a Caribbean boat. That must have been a big deal for you when you were talking about it and on the morning program at KRLA, right? Did you talk about the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland that sank?
No, we missed this one, but, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just giving you some prep. There it is. All right, 48 after here on the Talk Radio Review. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts for this past week, the week of February the 6th to the 10th. Story list first published in Talkers Magazine and also online at our website, gooddayshow.com. At number 10, the Super Bowl. At number 9, Burt Bacharach passing away. At number 8, the earthquakes in the Middle East. At number 7, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Number 6, banning TikTok. Number 5, Hunter Biden. Number 4, the candidates for the presidency in the Republican Party. Number 3, the debt ceiling debate. Number 2, the spy balloon. And number 1 was the State of the Union address. So those are the top 10 stories according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List, according to Talkers Magazine, we have these lists that I go through in order so that in each hour of our program you know kind of where all these things stand because we bounce around a little bit in terms of conversation. At number 10 on the People List, Tyree Nichols. At number 9, Burt Bacharach. Hunter Biden is 8. Ron DeSantis is 7. Nikki Haley is 6. Donald Trump, 5. Xi Jinping, number 4. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Isn't that ridiculous? She's number 3. Kevin McCarthy is 2. And Joe Biden is, as you might expect, because he's president, much as anything else, more people talking about him and how he interplays in lots of these stories that we're talking about. I mean, when you think about it, address this week, the spy balloon, the debt ceiling, his son, a lot of pretty much he's involved in almost all the stories. So that's why he's there on the people list on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here. The number one item this week is the State of the Union address. There are lots of different angles on this, but I thought we'd start, Jay, with the people's reaction, our social media commentary. Again, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Use that as you will. And the Doug line, which is 855-999-DOUG for your comments. What is Jay Martin? I see his name there. What's he got to say?
Yeah, for Biden's State of the Union address, some members need to learn to be respectful for the event. They can voice their personal opinions outside the chamber. These actions were undignified.
You know, what's going on here is ruining. I watched on News Nation one night this week an interview with one of the groups that's trying to get rid of these crazy Republicans. I forget what the name of the group is, but there are several Republican groups that want to bring the Republican Party more to the center. And if I were a betting man, Jennifer, I know you probably don't agree with me, I would put money right now on the fact that Trump doesn't even make it through the primary. And that's a whole different, we have that as the number four.
I don't understand why that has to do with the extremists and the moderate Republicans. Because
he's the one they look at as being extremist.
But maybe, I don't know how people look at it, but if you look at the real platform that these people stand for, Mike Pence is much more conservative. Mike Pompeo, much more conservative. Trump is actually a moderate in the current crop of people who are
conservative. But I don't think, maybe it's not that then. Maybe it's just his demeanor. But people are tiring of him, and you can see it happening, including members of his party who are in Congress. And I know that it's not music to the ears of people. You know, there's certainly has always been a news media prejudice.
I don't care what those people say about Marjorie Taylor Greene and Mike Lee yelling out at the president. He was blatantly lying, and he should be called out for it. He did that.
Not in that circumstance.
Oh, come on. Nancy Pelosi ripped up the speech of Donald Trump.
She should have been thrown out of the chamber for that.
I mean,
I agree with you. This is a civil platform. This is not a circus. This is is not a chance. This is not a place for these people to exercise their egos and yell and scream like a bunch of children.
That's kind of what happens. And it seems like Nancy Pelosi, and it takes Marjorie Taylor Greene and whatever. But you know what? Biden sat there bold-faced lying, and he should have been called out for it. So whenever
that's the problem with our system. These people are all liars. Look up, the Hunter Biden thing, number 5, loaded with lies.
Well, there are so many jokes that involve the punchline as a politician lying. But I also don't think that people are as tired as Donald Trump as they are of how the media discusses Donald Trump, all the witch hunts, Trump is tied to this person or that person, whether this person is identified as a Trump supporter or a Trump opposer. And the story is it has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Whatever they do, I mean, Trump just lives rent-free in people's brains. And whatever they accuse him of, typically is what they're doing themselves. You know, everything that Biden said about Trump, he's in trouble right now.
And he had no business talking. We're talking about the State of the Union now. Forget about Trump. These people, the jerkleberries who keep pointing their finger and blaming. He wants, in one moment, he says he wants to have people getting together and working together, bipartisanship. And the next minute, he's crapping all over the Republicans. What are you, out of your mind? How do you expect people to react to that? All right, let's go on with the comments.
That's exactly what Charlene Greer pointed out, that it was nothing more than schoolyard banter. After all, it was a president who was supposed to be the leader and impartial, but all she saw were Republicans yelling and being disrespectful, and then a president targeting certain Republicans.
Yep. All right, what else are people saying?
Brian Linetti says, I believe a new record was set for lies and truth stretching. Also, what was up with the weird kissing thing? That was just strange. Did you see that?
Yeah. No, what's that? What was that about?
It's a meme everywhere now.
Yeah, First Lady and the first, second.
It's Kamala's husband and Joe's wife, and so they're walking into the chamber, and they sit in front of their chair, and everybody's applauding for them, and then Doug leans over and kisses Jill, and she looks like she's been waiting for it for a lifetime, and it went on just a little too long, I think, for most people. Like, they're like, what's going on here?
And some people do greet that way, rather than kiss in the cheek. They actually, do a peck or whatever, but it was just...
It looked like they had been waiting for this, though, didn't it?
It's
like when you first get married, and everybody's, doing the clink clink on the glasses, so that the bride and the groom...
I wanted the love song blast into the chamber, though. They really missed a moment on that.
Remember a couple of weeks ago when I was talking about how Marjorie Taylor Greene was making eyes at Kevin McCarthy, and it was not just, friendly eyes. You can tell when you look at somebody's eyes. I've had enough people look at me that way.
He was making eyes at her during the State of the Union, telling her to shh.
Coochie, coochie, go.
No, he was telling her to shh.
59 past the hour. This is the overview that we have every week of the World of Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.